Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Science Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder. This podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Tuesday evening, October 7th, 2025, and we've curated a fantastic selection of science news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline.
Biomed News Breaks, Solagenics Inc., NASDAQ SNGX, reports positive safety review from DMC in ongoing Phase 3 Flash 2 study of Hybrite for CTCL. Solagenics Inc., a late-stage biopharmaceutical company, announced that its data monitoring committee has completed a positive safety review of the Phase 3 Flash 2 study of Hybrite for cutaneous T-cell lymphoma. The committee found no safety concerns, maintaining an acceptable safety profile consistent with prior trials. Enrollment is on track, with an update expected in Q4 2025 and a blinded interim efficacy analysis planned for 1H 2026. The trial builds on earlier Phase 3 results, showing Hybrite's efficacy and tolerability as a potential first-line treatment for CTCL. Solagenics is focused on developing treatments for rare diseases, with ongoing development programs for various conditions, including CTCL, psoriasis, inflammatory diseases, and vaccine candidates for diseases like ricin toxin, filoviruses, and COVID-19.
Mining News Breaks, Fathom Nickel Inc., 6CQ5, OTCQB FNIF, secures 100% ownership of Gochager Lake property following final earn-in payments. Fathom Nickel Inc. announced it has secured 100% ownership of the Gochager Lake property in Saskatchewan after completing the final cash payment and share issuance under the earn-in agreement. The company has expanded the property to over 34,000 hectares, advanced its geological model, and extended the mineralized corridor to more than 1.4 kilometers. CEO Ian Fraser stated that this milestone signifies significant progress towards establishing a district-scale nickel camp through science-driven exploration. Fathom Nickel is a junior exploration company focused on exploring and developing nickel camps in Saskatchewan.
Striking it rich with gold and antimony, Nova Minerals CEO talks to Benzinga about getting closer to mining and refining key minerals. Nova Minerals CEO Christopher Gertison recently discussed the company's focus on advancing the Estelle project in Alaska, which includes multiple mining complexes with gold and antimony prospects. With almost 10 million ounces of gold defined, the company aims to bring a product to market next year. Antimony, a key mineral used in various industries, is of particular interest to the Department of Defense due to limited U.S. production. Nova Minerals is working on securing a grant to fast-track antimony production on U.S. soil, positioning them as a leader in bringing this vital mineral back to the country.
Lund University researchers discover why leukemia cells evade the immune system. Researchers at Lund University in Sweden have discovered why leukemia cells are able to evade the immune system, shedding light on why immunotherapy has been less effective in treating leukemia, especially acute myeloid leukemia. The study team plans to further develop their antibody and conduct clinical trials to seek regulatory approval for patient treatment. Meanwhile, companies like Calliti Biotherapeutics Inc. are also exploring similar approaches in the fight against cancer. Stay tuned for more updates on this groundbreaking research in the field of biotechnology and biomedical sciences. LaFleur Minerals Inc., CQB LFLRF, pursues PEA for drilling milling project to advance gold operation. LaFleur Minerals Inc., listed on the CSE LFLR and on the OTCQB as LFLRF, is making significant progress in its gold exploration and processing operation in Quebec. The company is focused on restarting its mill and conducting a preliminary economic assessment for its drilling project in the Abitibi Greenstone Belt. LaFleur's Swanson Gold Deposit shows promise for expanding mineral resources, with initial assays indicating high-grade intercepts. The company has drilled 24 holes on its 18,304-hectare site, with plans to generate revenues from custom ore projects and its own gold production. Lafleur Minerals is also gaining international exposure through its listing on Tradegate, enhancing visibility in European markets. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Science Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7preslease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.